specialize in treating chronic back pain, internal disorders, nutritional deficiencies, family and female care. You'll find a dedicated team with everything you need, including chiropractic, acupuncture, quick results, and caring people. Contact Drs. Cleaver and Wink now at Gateway Natural Medicine and Diagnostic Center, 970-532-2755, 970-532-2755.
Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and hopefully our regularly scheduled guest will be with us, but until we get Chris, I want to mention what seems to be coming out today. Pakistan, the President of Pakistan, says that if the United States attacks Iran, why, Pakistan will side with Iran and will not help us, because Pakistan is their permanent ally, a neighboring nation, and they will not support the United States or let us use any bases in their country for an attack on Iran. The United Arab Emirates has made exactly the same statement. Russia has recently announced that America is massing troops on the Iranian border. And as you know, it was just yesterday that the John Stennis Carrier Task Force Group actually moved into the Persian Gulf on March 27th. Now, the Boxer Group is there as well. Most people don't talk about the Boxer, but the Boxer is a retired aircraft carrier that has eight ships in its entourage. The British have warships in the Persian Gulf. The French have warships in the Persian Gulf. We have two carrier groups there now, the Eisenhower and the Stennis, and the plan for two more to be sent sometime in the coming several months, supposedly to replace the Eisenhower and John Stennis aircraft carrier task force so they can rotate home. But, at least according to Seymour Hersh's recent article in the New Yorker, many military officials are frightened that the real plan will be to leave all four carrier groups there for the coming attack on Iran. Five admirals and generals, American admirals and generals, have said that they will resign their commissions if we do this or get into this folly. And why would we want to do that? I mean, why in heaven's name would we want to attack Iran? I mean, we are in a quagmire in Afghanistan, 5.5 years into the war, and we're worse off than we were right immediately after we attacked there. Our first troops were on the ground on about the 7th of October of 2001. 5.5 years later, why we're far worse off. The Taliban is organized. It is well-equipped. It is well-trained. It is being trained by the Pakistani intelligence, which is being funded by the Pakistani government, which is being funded with your tax dollars. Does that make sense? Well, maybe it makes sense to you. It's exactly what happened in Vietnam. And what you're seeing is Vietnam all over again, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. It is the destiny of America to lead the entire world into a new world order and a new world religion. And to give you the background on that, we have Chris Pinto this morning. And Chris did a wonderful, wonderful video. It got the best documentary of the year last year at the New York Film Festival. And it was called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Well, he's come up with even a more shocking film now. It's called Riddles in Stone. And it talks about the destiny of America. And you will see some of the most amazing quotations from the President of the United States, who says, I don't care what anybody says, maybe only Laura and our dog, who still agree with me, but I'm going to go ahead with a program. And what he's really talking about is advancing in the Middle East, advancing the war to bring the whole world under control. Democracy of the whole world. That has always been the destiny of America. And if you go to Washington, D.C., you'll find the riddle laid out, the plan laid out, engraved in the stone carvings and the alignment of these streets of our nation's capital. Because this was laid out in the late 1700s by the architects of our nation's capital. They knew exactly what they were doing because they were part of a dream that existed at that time. America would lead the whole world into the New World Order, the New World Religion. Of course, I believe that some of these people were well motivated. There was injustice at that time. There were tyrannical governments. The Catholic Church in Europe was being used to oppress the people and to justify the rule of the kings. And there were those who believed that men should be free. But, of course, they did not understand that freedom does not come from being able to do what you want to do, but doing what you should do according to God's rule. And although there was corruption in the church, why, of course, what we see today is far more corruption than we ever had when the church, with all of its corruption, was misusing its power and pretending to represent God. Well, with that as the background, Chris, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. Great to be back on the show.
And, of course, we've enjoyed your new film, Riddles in Stone. So why don't you talk about the destiny of America?
Well, that word destiny, I think, is very interesting, and it's interesting how often it comes up in the esoteric community. I first discovered it really in looking at the writings and the books of Manly P. Hall. And Hall, of course, was a 33rd degree Mason. He's sometimes referred to by Masons as Masonry's greatest philosopher. And he's got a number of books. One of them is The Secret Destiny of America. Then he's got another book called America's Assignment with Destiny. Then there's another author, a guy named Dr. Robert Hieronymus, who is another esoteric author. He's a member of different secret societies by his own admission, and he's considered the foremost expert on the Great Seal of the United the Great Seal on the back of the U.S. dollar bill. And he's got a book called America's Secret Destiny, a very similar title. FDR, if you go to Washington, D.C., and you go to the FDR monument there, it's this big huge monument, goes on for several blocks, and they have several statues of FDR at different points in his life, but they have a quote from FDR talking about the America's rendezvous with destiny.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Chris Pimple. You must understand this to see what's going on today.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Danny and I would like to invite you to join us for a night of Messianic praise and worship, Saturday, April the 7th at 7 p.m. The place is 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Large groups need to make reservations. Seating is limited. Call 970-587-5267 or 303-654-9924. And we hope to see you there. Shalom.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Chris Pinto. And Chris has done a great and wonderful job with this new video, I should say DVD. Will it be available in video as well as DVD?
We are making some limited copies on VHS.
It's primarily DVD.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And we certainly are carrying this. We've watched it several times. There is so much information. But the emphasis on America's destiny, and Chris was just talking about there in Washington, D.C., where these monuments are to FDR, he talks about America's destiny. Now, what people do not understand is the secret societies have been working for 200 years here in the United States to use the power, the military, and financial power of our nation to bring about this world government and continue this world revolution. And some of these shots of the President of the United States talking and making these statements, you know, about the world revolution, this revolution that's going on, and of course all these ideas about our founders, you know, declaring a new order of the ages. What's he talking about? You cannot understand anything going on today. Why we really went into Afghanistan, and why we went into Iraq, and why we are preparing to attack Iran, and why the leaders of Iran apparently are doing everything they can to justify an American attack. That's what doesn't make sense. Why would Iran be doing everything they could to give us an excuse to attack them? Unless there are forces, powerful forces, working behind the scenes. You pick up the story, Chris.
Well, that's, President Bush, a number of his statements, especially in the 2005 inaugural address, we show a couple of them in the documentary and we set them up for people so that they can recognize that the things that we're talking about, the things that you find in the writings of these esoteric philosophers. And the one that we really point out is Manly Hall. He probably wrote more extensively about America's secret destiny, or this ancient plan for America specifically, that according to Hall goes back into the ancient world, into ancient Egypt, and was apparently the American continent, according to Hall, was known by these ancient philosophers, and they believed that America was the site of old Atlantis, the ancient Atlantean Empire, and that one day this continent would become the launching point for a new Atlantis, a new global utopia that would begin here and eventually spread to all the world. And this is really what, it's much of what Hall writes about. What's very interesting is that Manly Hall, when he was documenting these things back in the 1920s and 30s, Hall's work clearly came to the attention of Franklin Roosevelt, because Roosevelt sent people to Hall's Philosophical Research Library in California to microfiche all of his materials, all the stuff that he'd been gathering for years, going around the world getting these ancient manuscripts and so on.
And so, these are secret manuscripts that have been kept in secret crypts for hundreds, for thousands of years. And somebody had given Hall the money to go travel the world to accumulate them, and Chris takes you to that library. Oh, my goodness, I was so envious when I saw it. I mean, a double-tiered library that seems to go on forever, packed with these ancient manuscripts, and so much of the of film has these quote these interviews with the man who leads that that library today, who talks about this dream. And I mean, that is one of the most significant parts of the film is your talks with a man who has succeeded Manly P. Hall there at the Philosophical Research Institute.
Yeah, Dr. Obadiah Harris. He Hall passed away in 1990, and then a short time later, Dr. Harris was asked to take over his role. And we actually interview Dr. Harris. We see, you know, we show him walking through the library, and he's showing a number of, you know, things that were important to Hall. But then when we do his main interview and he's sitting there in the office, that's the office that that was Manly Hall's office for, you know, many decades. I mean, almost 60 years, I guess, from the time that the library and the institution was founded. And they've now developed it into an accredited university where, you know, students come and they learn this esoteric knowledge and so on, and actually get a college degree graduating from the Philosophical Research Library. And it's very, very, I mean, it's not a, if you go there, it's not a huge institution, but they've been going for a long time. According to Dr. Harris, I guess in 2 years ago or last year, Manly Hall's great book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, that's his probably his most famous book, sold 50,000 copies. 50,000 copies, and this is a book that was first published back in the 1920s.
Well, we actually carry that book, but we don't carry it in our catalog. It has to be requested specifically. It is evil, but if you want to understand and research this, we do carry A Secret Destiny of America, His Lost Keys of Freemasonry, where he tells you that this is Luciferian, the worship of Lucifer, and, of course, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, which was the greatest of all of his books. And it is still being widely read and widely circulated in the esoteric circles. And these are people who are waiting to bring the Antichrist to Earth, because they are looking forward to the rule of Lucifer and the emancipation of mankind.
Yeah, that was that has been the very interesting thing about interviewing some of these guys in person, some of these esoterics, some of the Freemasons, the Masonic historians that we talked to, and so on. But Dr. Harris in particular, his discussions on democracy, and at one point he has a quote in the documentary where he talks about how democracy has the occult promise of a fair world to live in.
Occult promise.
Yeah, the word occult. And it was, I remember sitting there talking to him, and it was just, you know, it was just a very stunning quote at first. And I, you know, I prod him about it to explain it a bit further so that we don't quote him out of context or anything. But if you read Hall's writings and you study the concept of democracy, President Bush even talks about it in his, I think it's in his inaugural address, 2005. We don't show the clip, but if you listen to him talk about democracy, the concept of democracy is the idea of self-government, the governing of the self, as Bush puts it at one point. But to the esoteric, what this means is it falls in line with Aleister Crowley's idea of do what thou wilt. In other words, you govern yourself. You're not governed by God. God doesn't tell you what to do. God doesn't give you commands and you obey them. You are your own God. So you decide what you will do. You decide what's right and wrong for you. And you behave accordingly. And you live according to your own standard. That's the liberty that occult democracy offers. And I think it's so important to understand that for us as Christians, to recognize that the inner, the secret society concept of democracy, and secret societies are the ones who played a huge role in establishing the American government for the United States, that their concept of democracy is not the Christian concept of democracy. You know, that I think most Christians in churches across America think of when they think of, you know, a democratic process, and of course we should all have, you know, the right to vote and this kind of thing. It's really not limited to that. Their destination point for democracy is really open and complete rebellion against God in favor of the liberty that comes with Luciferian doctrine.
And of course that has been the recurrent theme of the continuing world revolution that began with the American Revolution, and then the First French Revolution, and the Second and the Third and the Fourth American Revolution, and the revolutions that swept Europe, and the revolutions that swept Russia, you know, after the First World War, and destroyed the great empires that existed, four of the great empires that existed at that time, and then the Second World War, and the revolutions that followed that. It is all part of this world revolutionary process, and that is why we are fighting in the Middle East today, and why we will, of course, very, very soon invade Iran. Now, basically, you know, Chris brings this out, points out that you can't understand what's going on in the Middle East today unless you understand these concepts, and he has all the interviews with these leading Masonic philosophers. I mean, if you watch the History Channel, you'll see these people interviewed, and they were willing to come on, and Chris put down exactly what they said. The idea that our nation's capital was designed with a secret message, why they poo-poo that. Why don't you talk about really the message that is laid out and carved into the stones of our nation's capital and depicted in pictures and statues in the Library of Congress, where they even have a statue of Sir Francis Bacon, the man who talked about how America would become the new Atlantis.
Yeah, that statue of Bacon, which is really in the it's in the reading room of the Library of Congress, and this seems to be a kind of sacred place inside the Library of Congress. You can go to the outer rooms, like the outer halls and corridors and so on in the building there, and they, you know, they have this very, very elaborate, colorful, intricate artwork, and we show it to you in the documentary. The Library of Congress, to me, was the most spectacular and visually place anywhere in Washington, D.C., but they would not allow us to bring a camera into the inner corridors. So what I ended up doing is I found a photographer who had gained access some time ago, and he took pictures of the Bacon statue and some other things in there, and I licensed some of his images so I could show people what the inner reading room looks like. But yeah, you find Bacon listed up there, and he's listed on the upper, they have like three levels, like three stories, and he's up on the upper level next to, I think, Michelangelo and other great writers and artists and so on from the ancient world, and Bacon is listed, you know, as one of the great literary minds of all time.
And he was a Rosicrucian, and so much of this is Rosicrucianism. This is what people don't understand. One of the great secret societies that is manifest today in so much of what's going on, and most people don't even know who the Rosicrucians were.
Yeah, and we take time to explain Rosicrucianism. We did somewhat in Volume 1, but we develop it a bit further and show the Rosicrucian influence in the architecture inside the Capitol building, inside the Library of Congress, really throughout Washington, D.C. But the theme that seems to tie them all together is this whole concept of perfection. A perfect society, a perfect government, and with that, a perfected man. And that really is the theme that shows up again and again and again in Washington, D.C. And, of course, you know, once you understand the whole city, as we show, we talk about it at the end of Part 1 and then develop it much further in Part 2, but the whole city is based around the L'Enfant Triangle, the L'Enfant Triangle seems to be the inner core. And according to Masonic author David Ovison, the L'Enfant Triangle is the hidden or the secret, the esoteric center of Washington, D.C. And
Well, explain to our listeners, who was L'Enfant?
Oh, L'Enfant. Pierre L'Enfant was the French architect who designed the street layout for Washington, D.C. He had served with George Washington during the Revolutionary War. He had become one of Washington's officers. And L'Enfant, many people believe he was a Freemason. Some Masons argue that he was not, but we talk about that in the film. And he designed the street layout for Washington, D.C.
We'll be back in just a moment with this film.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Veterans, use your VA benefits to buy a home. Take advantage of today's buyer's market. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Perfect credit and down payment are not required for a VA home loan. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans achieve home ownership through a VA mortgage. Get more information on a VA loan, call Jamie at Destiny Lending, 970-214-1374. That's 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith of Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Chris Pinto. And Chris, before we go on, we are going to, of course, carry your two videos. In fact, we carry the other two videos you made, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and now Riddles in Stone, which people must get hold of. They must understand what is really going on in the world. As you actually interview the leading Masons, many of the leading Masonic apologists in the world, and as they try to explain why the secret name of God is Jehovah, and of course that stands for Jehovah, Baal, and Osiris, and how can you have the secret word of a name of God be Baal when Baal is a Luciferian figure? Well, worth the price of the film. film just to hear them explain that. Anyway, would you like to get your website out so people would know how to get in touch with you and your people you work with?
Oh, sure. We've got, my main ministry that I've produced and directed the Megiddo films under is Adullam Films, A-D-U-L-L-A-M, Films, F-I-L-M-S. And if you go to adullamfilms.com or adullamfilms.org, that's our main website, and you can find Riddles and Stone there, Secret Mysteries, and the Megiddos. And, of course, Dr. Stan carries them as well.
Right. And Shaniva, Chris works with our good friend David Bay of Cutting Edge Ministries, and David has put up the money for this. They haven't recouped all the money from the first film. They've come out with a second one. Well, we need to move these films. We need, of course, to help them recoup their investment, because this is an important part of history. And to understand what is really going on, this is a very important film. Well, what do you think the important thing to do would be to talk about? Do you want to talk about your interviews with the Masonic leaders? Do you want to talk about the Statue of Destiny? Do you want to talk about the Lafont Triangle and the significance to this this triangle, and which, of course, what the hypotenuse of which extends, what is it, from the Capitol building to the White House?
You know, I'd love to talk just for a minute about what's happening with Masonry right now in America.
Right.
It's very interesting that, you know, some people think, when I interviewed Ed Decker, Ed's a great guy, and he appears in the documentary throughout. And Ed, of course, comes from a long line of Freemasons. And Ed had a lot of great information and really confronts a lot of in-depth issues, I think, that pertain to Masonry. But Ed is he's a little bit notorious. When I was interviewing, I was talking over the phone with Brent Morris. Now, Brent Morris is a 33rd degree Mason. He's the managing editor for the Scottish Rite Journal. He's the guy who quite often appears on the History Channel and the Discovery Channel and PBS and these different documentaries that people might have seen presenting apologetic arguments about Masonry. Well, when I was talking to Brent over the phone and, you know, asking questions prior to the interview, we were talking about the Pentagram in Washington, D.C., and I asked him, where did the theories and the writings about the Pentagram come from? And he said, he thought about it for a minute, and he said, Ed Decker. Decker's the guy who put this stuff out there and started telling people, blah, 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 and that's how I knew I needed to go interview Ed Decker. So, he's somewhat notorious.
Yeah, they've tried to kill him a number of times. He's been poisoned.
Yeah.
How many times?
Yeah, Ed tells some very interesting war stories about, you know, how they tried to poison him when he was in, I think, Scotland.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, he's been shot at, he's been beat up by Masons. And if you hear his full testimony, he's very confrontational, and he goes right to the heart of the issue with these guys. And it seems like, because in January of this year, there was House Resolution 33, which was, you know, this 110th Congress, the new Congress that's just been elected and taken power a few months ago. One of the first things they do when they come into office is to pass House Resolution 33 to honor the Freemasons of America. And it's very unusual, because this comes as kind of a climactic moment after about a year and a half's worth of what seems to be propaganda pieces that have been put out by the History Channel, by the Discovery Channel, trying to, one, diffuse the idea of any Masonic conspiracy in America's history, and to make the Masons seem like a harmless social organization that has stood for, you know, noble, you know, good ideologies and things like this, and that all of the conspiracy theories about them are just silly, and so on. And it's been a very concerted effort. I get people, there's one girl at church who follows our work who, you know, will call us, you know, my wife and I at 9 o'clock at night and say, hey, there's a, you know, there's another documentary on the Discovery Channel. You guys got to turn it on and watch. And they've been putting these things out. There have been a number of books that have been published, and Brent Morris has written at least two of them, where they are confronting head on a lot of the issues that are published by critics of Masonry, by, you know, Christian ministries, John Ankerberg, Ed Decker, others who have published books that are warning about Freemasonry. And the Masons are very, very actively and very directly confronting a lot of the accusations and allegations that have come against them. And they have developed a series of apologetic arguments. And when you hear their arguments, they're often very detailed. They're thought out, they're, you know, intelligent, and they sound very convincing.
Well, I will tell you that argument, how you explain that the secret name of God is Jabal. How did they say Jabalal?
It's Jabulon.
Jabulon.
Yeah.
And, you know, how do you explain the secret name of God is Baal?
Right.
The God of everything evil, he goes on and on and on and on. And,
well, what happened
there? He really doesn't say much.
What happened there is he had actually. You're talking about Trevor McEwen. Trevor McEwen, for those who don't know, is a Masonic historian in British Columbia. He has probably the most exhaustive Masonic website on the internet, and he's got thousands of pages of detailed information, a lot of very detailed research. And he's one of the leading apologists on the internet defending a lot of these anti-Masonic theories and so on. But he had brought it up to me. I had not planned to talk to him about this. But during the interview, he knows that this information is out there. So he thought he wanted to defend the idea of this secret name of God. So I let him talk about it. And as he was talking about it, you can kind of see in his expression that he almost feels like he might have been better off not saying anything.
Boy, he just keeps talking, and
yeah,
you know, and he's going around in circles. I mean, how do you defend the use of this Luciferian analogy, this name, you know, in the name of your God? You know, and when you know this is going to be put out before the whole world. And that's what it's all about. Their God is Lucifer. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Travel is the world's largest industry, growing 23% faster than the global economy. Online travel is the fastest growing segment of e-commerce. You can have your own online travel business, enjoy the tax advantages of a home-based business, and the rewards of excellent company bonuses like medical benefits and life insurance. For a brief presentation, go to www.tripandtourrewards.com. That's tripandtourrewards.com.
Well, I'm Dan here in America, Peter Bethberg, and we're going to have Chris Pittle with us. We're going to have Chris, I think, 2 hours sometime next week for our evening program. There is so much here in this film. It's almost 3 hours, and I'm sure you probably left a lot of the great footage on the cutting room floor, didn't you?
Yeah, there was no choice, Dr. Stan. There was so much on Washington, D.C., and we tried to, what I tried to do was just find the most consistent theme and the most unique information combined with stuff that I knew people would want to know about, like the pentagram and other things going on in the city, and we included that. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about when you were talking about this name Jabulon, which is a composite, and Trevor McEwen admits this is a name that the Masons use when they reach the higher levels of Masonry, and this is referred to as the secret name of God, Jah from Jehovah, Ba, you know, Bu or Baal for Baal or Baal, and then An, which is a reference to Osiris from Egypt, and it's this composite of three names. And Trevor McEwen's argument is that it's not, you know, quote, a secret God, but his argument is that it's three names that mean God in ancient languages, and it, you know, represents this whole Masonic idea of combining all the gods of the ancient world. But their argument about Baal is essentially that even though Baal is clearly identified by Jesus in Matthew chapter 12, Jesus identifies Baal as Satan. You know, that's the clear biblical definition of who Baal is. But the Masons argue that that was really the invention of the church, that the church invented this idea of Satan and Satanism and so on. Albert Pike talks about how the doctrine of Satan is a heresy and so on. It's something invented by the Christians, but it's not indicative of real, you know, what's really happening in the spiritual realm and with the gods and so on. So that's how they try to get around that argument. And they have a lot of these apologetics. And the reason I went and interviewed these guys and asked them their questions was to have them show up on camera and give these apologetics, but then to present alongside it the information that the History Channel and the Discovery Channel are not telling the audience, you know, giving the details that many researchers like yourself, Dr. Stan, are aware of, but that seems to be withheld from, you know, mass media, obviously, and these other groups that are, you know, trying to debunk the idea that there's anything unusual going on with Masonry in America. But so that was really what I was hoping to do, and so far from the comments that we've gotten, people seem to appreciate the fact that we let these guys talk, that they can hear their arguments for themselves. You know, we're not quoting them out of context. And Trevor McEwen, I think, is a classic example, because he's openly admitting to something that I think a lot of Masons would try to deny, or they would divert the issue and so on.
I had a feeling he was sorry he ever opened that book. The genie's out of the bottle. What are we going to do?
Yeah, exactly. But that's their argument. It's why the direction of the American religion at this point in our history is a very Masonic view of God. It is, even if you watch Fox News, that so many Christians think is kind of a Christian flagship, there was Newt Gingrich did a special where he's talking about, you know, God in America. And he's talking about the whole history of really people of faith, people who have a general faith toward God. And when he gets to the end of it, he's talking about U.S. soldiers and their gravestones and so on. And he says, now how many different religious symbols do, you know, does the U.S. military provide? And then he says some big number, like 27 or whatever. And he's talking about, you know, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, you know, Islam, and so on. And all of these different representations of faith are all acknowledged by our government, et cetera, and so on. And it's, again, it's the Masonic idea of religion, embracing them all as one and the same, not declaring that any one is more or less right than the other.
And Newt Gingrich has been involved with the occult for many years, a New Age writer, but he poses as a Christian, poses as a conservative, and yet, of course, he's neither one.
Yeah, and I think, you know, specials like that really, really reveal it. And it's something that, you know, I've got family and friends who are sincere Christians, but they will get caught up in this idea of traditional conservatism versus secular progressivism, you know, the left and the right of American politics, and not realize that that's not the real warfare in our country. The real warfare is between Christianity and the occult.
Right.
And unfortunately, many Christians don't realize that in the conservative realm is a lot of occult philosophies and doctrines and so on that are embraced and even exalted and put right alongside Christianity. And I think, you know, one of the things that we've talked about in the past, David Barton's book, I think David Barton is probably a sincere Christian man, but he often defends elements of America's history, like the all-seeing eye on the back of the dollar bill. He defends these things as being representative of God, as though they might represent the God of the Bible.
And they certainly don't. That eye over the top of the pyramid has been around for 6,000 years. It is the emblem of the secret societies.
In fact, there's a new book that I just got in the mail. It's called George Washington's Sacred Fire, and it's like an 1,100-page book. It's a big, huge book that is supposedly written to prove that George Washington was, in fact, a Christian. And just reading some of the quotes on the back of the book, it seems that what they're really trying to prove is that Washington was not a deist. But the publisher's symbol is the all-seeing eye in a triangle.
We'll be back. First round of time. God bless. Talk to you later. Thanks so much, everybody, for being with us.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
We have a great new DVD. First of all, we are going to be carrying Chris's DVD entitled The Riddles in Stone. We have his other DVDs, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. And actually, I have small parts in three of the four. And I'm pretty flattered I was asked to participate in this project to explain to the American people the dualism of what's going on today. For America was founded as a Christian country, but the occultists were here. They were working at that time to bring about the New World Order, the New World Religion, and that's exactly why we are in the Middle East today, and why are we going to war with Iran. So let me suggest that you will, if you're interested in getting Chris's material, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Remember, Riddles in the Stone is 3 hours. You'll see the leading occultists and Luciferians of the world telling you that everything is in place for the return of their God. And then, of course, we have put together a video, a talk I gave in January, and we finally got it available now in the DVD, and we'll soon have it in video, entitled The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. And with that comes a syllabus called The Immigration Invasion, where we have some, the entire text of my talk, plus, of course, President Bush's speeches, where he tells you about the fire in the minds of men that warms those who support this world revolutionary movement and burns those who oppose it. Where he talks about the angel in the whirlwind that is directing this storm. And he used the phrase twice in his first inaugural address. Then his second inaugural address, where he talks about how, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. I mean, we've just simply got the speeches together and so much other material. If you want to understand why we are not guarding our borders, why we want to unite the United States with Mexico, it's all part of the move towards the destruction of freedom, the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation, and bringing about the one-world fascist society under the New World Leader. My new DVD, which is available now, The Forbidden Secret, will tie this all together for you, and I hope it will have an impact across America. It's available now. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and the syllabus that goes with that, the Immigration Invasion. So, and then I want to mention we will be in Loveland speaking on the 9th of June. And lastly, I want to mention that if you have not made your preparations for the possibility we're moving into a crisis situation with the invasion of Iran, and if you think the $3 a gallon gasoline is high, you haven't seen anything yet. But if you laid in your supplies of food, other supplies that you need, if not, why, of course, if you'd like a food catalog or a health catalog or certainly a regular catalog from Radio Liberty, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. But do not put off making your arrangement for long-term food storage. The otherwise you're going to need is the armor of the Hitler crisis.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Farmers, have you used the BASF herbicide post on your crops? If so, you may be eligible to receive a cash payment from a $62.5 million fund.